The armed militants, traveling in speedboats, seized the 9 foreigners on a pipeline barge near the Forcados export oil terminal. The 9 identified as 3 Americans, a Briton, 2 Egyptians, 2 Thais, and 1 Filipino, work for the U.S.-based oil services company Wilbros. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta claimed responsibility for the attack in emails sent out to journalists. They also attacked the oil terminal operated by Anglo-Dutch giant Royal Dutch Shell and blew up pipelines in the same area near the city of Wari. They said 5 soldiers were killed. This was not confirmed. Military officials did not immediately comment about details of the violence. A local journalist, Aminu Bello Sahabi, spoke with the militants and said they were angry at the government for not taking their threats against foreigners seriously.
They are given them the ultimatum to vacate the area as at yesterday by midnight. So this morning I was able to talk with one of the militants. They are asserting that they want those people to leave the Niger Delta zone because the Nigerian government did not succumb to their demands.
Sahabi says these demands are increasing.
They are claiming that they have poverty in the Niger Delta, I mean, environmental degradation and some other things. In the totality, the militants want to take over the control of the Niger Delta, so the Nigerian government could not allow them.
He says the militants were also angry about recent military raids against their positions, which they said killed civilians in majority ethnic Ijaw communities. The group originated from ethnically based militias backing corrupt politicians, as well as criminal gangs trying to get racket money from oil companies. But it has recently presented itself as a violent populist movement. They held on to 4 foreign hostages for 19 days during an earlier wave of attacks this year before handing them over unharmed, apparently for cash. Oil violence in Africa's biggest exporter and even threats of it usually reduce its production and propel world prices higher. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.